Hello there. Don't be alarmed. We're just preparing your listening device for Scuba Radio, the world's first radio show devoted to diving. We do this, of course, by filling your radio with water. Don't worry. We're professionals. Thanks to me, you won't even get wet. You see, I've crammed every appendage of my body into the cracks and crevices of your radio, ensuring an airtight seal. By the way, don't touch your on-off knob. That's a very sensitive area. Anyway, I should remind you, we believe in the buddy system just like diving, so don't listen alone. Call your buddy and tell them that Scuba Radio is about to begin.
We're going to start a new life under the sea.
So, am I going to drown?
Of course not. Just stay calm and let the gentle currents relax your every muscle.
Under the sea. Under the sea.
Did it just get warmer?
There'll be no accusations, just friendly crustaceans under the sea.
Where the hell are the sharks?
And now, here's your dive guide for Scuba Radio, Greg the Dive Master.
And welcome to Hour 2 of the world's first radio show devoted to diving. I am Greg the Dive Master. I apologize in advance. It's only going to get worse for the Scuba Radio Christmas Crapstravaganza edition of the big show today. This is basically our on-air Christmas party. And, like our office Christmas party. We have the Drunken Santa in here and Bubble Boy in the studio. And then, of course, connected via the web, Barry the Bugger, Jared the Diver Guy, Walt DeMartini, Casey the Tobacco Nut. We got
Merry
a full
Christmas.
Merry Christmas. Ho, ho, ho.
Yes, it's Melly a big Greg group Vimaka of misfits. I do feel like we're on the island
misfits.
Of misfits, misfit divers.
Which one is the dentist?
That would be Bubble Boy, I believe.
Bubble Boy's the dentist.
He's a dentist. Bubble Boy, would you care to?
I want to be a dentist.
Well, that's pretty good.
I always knew you were bicuspid.
Interesting. Okay. Well, there you go.
Holy
Fair
Lord.
Enough. So we will see if that holds true. I think it might because Jerry the Diver Guy is going to try to, I don't know, it's kind of like a challenge to what we heard in Hour 1 with Baby It's Baby Let's Go for a Dive, I guess is what you did with Mermaid Jill.
Well, it's not fair to compete because music is not a competition.
No,
it's
it is.
Art.
No,
it's very subjective.
I think we were going to make it a competition.
That being said, he has no chance because we had two singers.
So, negative 10 on the iTunes chart.
Negative 10. I didn't know they rated them like that. But Facebook Live, if you want to chime in.
I'm going to break
make
the
a
charts.
Comment. Jerry the Diver Guy is going to give it a go.
It's
going
to be a chart breaker.
He took a different song. He took a Christmas classic from John Lennon and put a Jerry the Diver Guy spin on it. I have heard this version. I have heard this one in advance, so I know what's about to come.
And you're going
to
play it anyway?
Well, I, against my better judgment and the fact that Bubble Boy spiked my coffee with Kahlua.
You son of a bitch. How dare
somebody
you?
Somebody has to do it.
How dare you?
So,
how come
yeah.
you didn't spike my drink?
He's drunk.
Well, it's hard to spike your drink when it's already full of booze.
If we were to exactly. play yeah. this on a liverboard, would we all be bailing out the sides?
No,
you'd be
abandoning ship.
You'd be Kahlua-ing off the side.
Yeah,
you probably
okay.
will have suicidal tendencies.
Pussers.
Okay, we have that. Yes.
Pussers.
Yes, I'm going to go get some more right now before the singing begins.
Yeah, you're going to need that and some earplugs. Is my suggestion to you.
Steal
now.
Your nerves, young man.
Turning okay. down the radio is not going to help.
Well, probably not. I did have a bunch of new windows put in here in the studio. I'm a little concerned.
Sorry about that.
Yeah. So we'll see how this unfolds. But minutes away from Jerry the Diver Guy's debut of a new Scuba Radio Christmas Crapstravaganza classic.
You know, in the studio when I was recording my song,
yeah.
Baby Let's Go for a Dive.
Yeah, that was really actually better. You were better than I expected you
Thank
to be.
Thank you.
And Jill
was
people. Worse than I thought she would be.
I was very disappointed too.
But she was channeling Kelly, so she had specific.
You know, they gave me a nickname when I was up there in the studio.
Oh, they did?
You know.
Who's that? What would that be?
Frank Sinatra was Old Blue Eyes.
Lush.
Frank Sinatra was known as Old Blue Eyes.
Yes, he is.
They were calling me Old
Red
Eyes.
Yellow Eyes.
Oh. Can I talk?
Jaundice Eyes.
Mute his mic. They were calling me Old Red Eyes.
Oh, liver
failure. Old Red Eyes. Yeah. Well, that would make sense for sure. Okay, Drunken Santa.
I look pretty clear, though.
If you say so, you definitely matches your outfit. That red, you know,
sporty, right? I dressed up.
Well, it's more of a dull maroon, because it's supposed to be a bright red,
I
think it lost its luster.
I think he beat up one of Santa's elves for that.
No, I there could be actually some elf goo all over his outfit. I mean, that thing is disgusting.
That's frosting.
You smell hideous.
Frosting, my snowman.
You know,
there's another song.
Can we get another squirt of Febreze there, Bubble Boy, please?
Frosting your snowman.
Yeah, all right.
I think you'd be better off with pepper spray myself.
Yeah.
Pepper.
Give the gift of scuba. Yeah, yes. We're here to remind you that, of course. That's a last-minute gift that you can get for anybody on your list, whether you're a diver or not. Don't let the festival atmosphere that we've created today
distract
from the fact that you can give the gift of scuba, whether it's a liveaboard trip from Explore Adventures or, you know, all the other stuff that we had on the trip last week. We had Renee from Scuba Pro. He gave us a bunch of Scuba Pro stuff for people not only to try for the week, some new masks, some BCs, and
yeah, give that stuff, because the more you give, the less I have to carry.
Okay.
Those tanks can really get heavy.
Well, true. But they provide those to you on a liveaboard boat. You don't have to travel. Well,
yeah, I know, but some people want new tanks for Christmas.
Well, we actually had a couple guys on the boat from Tennessee that brought their own pony bottles. They were more from a tech diving, you know, kind of standpoint there, and they brought their own bottles on the airplane, the whole thing. Kind of like a bigger version of spare air they had.
Wow.
But they brought their own, tanks.
I didn't know they would allow those on a plane.
Well, you got to depressurize them and pack them up and all the stuff like that. I mean, there's a few extra hoops you got to jump through to get them through the airport. But
that must be fun to get through security.
Well, that's just the way they prefer to dive, and God bless them for it. They had a great time. But they were doing their thing, and they had that. But we had all this new Scuba Pro gear on. Thanks to Renee from Scuba Pro, and we had a lot of fun with him. And he actually provided some, you know, gifts that we distributed one night after dinner as part of the Scuba Radio gift exchange. We're not doing a gift exchange here during the crap extravaganza.
Yeah, this is lame.
Well, no, yeah, I figured you had enough. Do the song. That was your gift.
My gift is my presence. Presence is my presence.
No. Wait a minute. I'm confused.
And
I said no presents.
I brought my own pussers.
Oh, that's... Yeah, he did. He did bring that. But
you can have some.
No, I'm not.
I just cracked it.
Yeah, I know. This, but you put your lips right up on that.
No, I'm drinking out of one of your glasses.
That's not one of my glasses.
Yes, it is.
That's an old discarded.
It says Jack Daniels, so I know you drink out of it.
I know you are a liar.
I know that. I know when you're sleeping.
You do?
You know the other benefit to diving for Christmas?
Yeah.
Underwater, you can't smell drunken Santa.
Well, exactly. You know, that's...
Yeah, but after he gets in the water, it clouds it up.
It could affect the visibility, true.
Like Pigpen, huh?
Stay upstream.
Yeah, have you ever thought about just taking that whole suit and just jumping in the ocean and just washing off a little bit?
Who's the tobacco nut?
That'd be Casey, the tobacco nut.
How does Casey sound drunker than I am?
Well, it is a crap extravaganza. He's just trying to fit in.
I have bigger glasses.
Yeah. Yeah. He could be drinking eggnog and stuff like that. We're not diving today, so I might as well, you know, enjoy the festivities accordingly.
Happy Christmas. Yeah. Happy Christmas.
You know, the great thing about the liveaboard trip last week is all the, you know, alcohol stuff was included. So after your day of diving, you could kick back, have a beer or a cocktail or
depending on what they stock, you could discover some delightful rum.
Absolutely. They had a ton of stuff from all over the world, actually. They had a nice, it was nicely stocked. You know, we don't encourage people to go nuts, but...
No, God, no.
After dinner, you know, glass of wine or something, you could have whatever you want. And, you know, when you're not diving, it was a very nice way to tap off the evening and then watch the stars. Just put on quite a show there in the Turks and Caicos. There's a meteor shower going on last week when we were in the Turks and Caicos.
You could even watch Greg play his uke.
No, I didn't bring my ukulele. I went.
It's a radio show, Greg. Nobody really knew. Well, I was giving you a perk.
Well, no, I told everyone.
That's very sweet of you.
They were asking me, "Where's your ukulele?"
To spare them.
Yeah, and well, it was my Christmas gift to them, is not to bring it this
the
time.
The gift of silence.
Yes, but
I have a question. Is it okay if I go back to something you guys were talking about earlier?
No, because we got to play Jerry the Diver Guy song.
Just really quick, you were talking about the museum.
Yeah.
At Lake Titicaca?
Right. Yeah. I figured you wanted to bring that up.
I have a question. You said it was the Bolivian side?
Yeah.
Is that the titty side or the caca side?
Oh, boy. Drunken Santa is in the studio, and I apologize in advance, during, and after.
Talk about a mudslide.
I'm going to have to do more even next when we
talk about
play
yellow
Jerry
snow.
The Diver
the
Guy song.
Mess.
I'm getting more rum.
Is the Worldwide Scuba Radio Network.
Explore new places. Make new friends. Do cool things. With more than 70% of our planet covered in water, why limit your possibilities for happiness and enjoyment? Let the National Association of Underwater Instructors, NAUI, lead you in your quest for underwater exploration and entertainment. Visit a NAUI facility or locate a NAUI instructor near you at NAUI.org.
Come as a guest, leave as a friend. It's a philosophy that comes from the top down at Explore Ventures Liveaboards. It doesn't matter if you're traveling solo, with a buddy or group. Explore Ventures does the liveaboard dive experience right. For proof, know Explore Ventures has one of the best repeat customer stats in the dive industry. They're also the official liveaboard company of Scuba Radio. You've likely heard us talk about Explore Ventures Scuba Radio Scuba Cruise trips many times, and we invite you to join us on the next one. However, whether we're on board with you or not, I'll bet an Explore Ventures liveaboard trip will be one of the best dive experiences you've ever had. It just doesn't get any better. Save a St. Kitts, Turks and Caicos, the Galapagos, Maldives, Indonesia, humpback whales, and the Silver Banks. New destinations and itineraries are being added all the time. Call one of their talented travel consultants to find the Explore Ventures liveaboard experience that's just right for you. 1-800-322-3577. That's 1-800-322-3577. Or visit exploreventures.com. That's exploreventures.com.
Be an explorer in the other two-thirds of your world. Be the buddy who takes the kids in the aquarium instead of just to it. Be adventurous. Be amazed. Be a diver.
Surface interval is complete. You're now clear to dive with Scuba Radio.
Scuba Radio.
The world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Scuba Radio.
Dive, dive, dive.
Hey, want to hear the most annoying sound in the world?
So this is Christmas.
Jeez, look at the button.
And what have I done?
Yeah. He must work out.
Another beer's empty.
We save hot drinks in here.
But the moonshine's begun.
For men who want to get drunk fast.
A very Merry Christmas.
Someone need a hug.
I hope that you know.
Man.
There's a show about diving.
I'm singing.
Called Scuba Radio.
Merry Christmas, everybody.
Oh, boy. This is the world's first radio show devoted to diving. That was Jerry the Diver Guy. I did apologize in advance.
That was really good.
Oh, jeez.
Good job, Jerry.
The drunken Santa really dug it, evidently. Two fins
can
up.
Can I get a copy of that?
Because he's drunk.
Yeah, maybe. Can I
get a copy of that?
There's blood running down my ears.
Yes.
I don't understand what's happened.
I warned you. Yeah.
Greg, it's hit 3 on the iTunes chart, and it's going up.
Oh, number one with a bullet. All right, so.
Wait, we're supposed to be going down.
Well, I think we're definitely.
I beg your pardon?
Our standards are so low, obviously. But I think the one thing we proved is that Jerry the Diver Guy is indeed tone deaf, just like Kelly the Brazilian swimsuit model.
I think
model.
What you're saying is Jill and I set the bar so high that
nothing, you set it low.
Everything goes under it like a bridge with the boats passing.
Well, we go down because we're divers. And
yeah.
I think Jerry the Diver Guy just proved that.
Elvis has left the building.
Mm-hmm.
But Jerry's still
with
us. And
the whole family tree.
Yeah. Yeah. Jerry's last name is Presley once again. And if that didn't prove that there is absolutely no particular way that he could possibly be related, I don't see how
Jerry,
you prove it.
Jerry, don't listen to the haters. Greg is just jealous because he didn't record that.
I got a whole nother bottle of rum left to drink.
Jerry, let your freak flag fry.
It is fried.
He's frying.
Be proud, because that was
a stellar
effort, my friend.
Okay, well, look, we went off the rails.
Give a hail.
What we do?
I want to know what Bubble Boy thinks.
Bubble Boy,
he's a pretty good judge of me. He's kind of like
the Russian judge. So.
No, I think that he went so low he broke the dive god's depth record getting under that bar.
Really?
Yeah.
Set a new low for the worst Christmas crap extravaganza song
likes
ever.
It too.
All right. Well, I mean,
I accomplished what I set out to do.
Well,
I liked it better than the John Lennon one.
Just remember, you know, you listen to these things, and here's another reason why you go scuba diving, because you can't hear this underwater. They can't hear you sing, Jerry.
I underwater. Think I said that before.
Yeah. Well, I'm just, you know, I'm reminding
you're
everybody.
You're stealing my one and only line.
All right, there, Casey.
Greg,
take another drink.
Many years ago.
Yeah,
we could have played that underwater.
That's right,
Guy Martini.
With Captain Walt had underwater speakers.
Cool.
But you know, since then we've wised up, or at least warned people in advance before this was about to happen, so they could turn the speakers off.
When the police confiscated them.
Yeah. Scared the fish away.
I even told Facebook Live to turn the volume down.
So
the people that voted yes for it now want a refund.
Okay. Well, they're talking about it in Facebook Live.
Broward County voters.
There's a lot of emojis going up on Facebook Live right now of people with their hands over their ears. I think that's a compliment. I don't know.
That means they're holding their headphones tighter.
Yeah, so sure.
Facebook's crashing.
If you say so. Yeah. All right.
Their
ears
are bleeding.
There's your excuse to go diving to get away from these ridiculous songs.
Merry Christmas.
It's like an earworm.
More beer.
Yeah, okay. That's enough. Just stop. Let's go off to other things that you could give the gift of scuba. And actually, we have Brandy on the line. Brandy, welcome. How are you?
Brandy. I'm good. Thank you. How are you?
Well, welcome. First of all, let me apologize in advance.
She didn't hang up after that.
Good point.
I thought it was fabulous.
You did. Well, there you go. Obviously.
I love you, Brandy.
She might be deaf. I don't know. I'm starting to wonder. But Brandy actually has a great gift idea for the diver on your list. This book that you did with your buddy Alan just came out like a couple weeks ago, right? Is that right, Brandy? Just in time for the holidays?
Yeah, just the beginning of December.
So it's called the Airplane Graveyard. The Forgotten World War II Warbirds of the... Well, how do you... Which atoll? How do you say that?
Kwajalein.
Kwajalein atoll. Yeah, CG. Easy for you to say. There you go. Yeah, so...
only because I lived there for 3 years.
Coincidentally, are the right-hand home keys on a computer.
You think
What's
so?
What's a Kwajalein?
Kwajalein is an atoll, right?
It's an atoll. Yeah, it's an atoll in the Marshall Islands.
In the Marshall Islands. And you lived there for 3 years. Is that right, Brandy?
Yep, that's right.
Okay, and this book, actually, I haven't had a chance to read the whole thing. They were nice enough to send this to me about a week ago. I got it while we were in the Turks and Caicos. But I wanted to get her on the air today because this could be a great last-minute gift for the diver on your list is we talk about giving the gift of scuba. And you did all the photos for this this release. Is that correct?
Yeah, I did all the photos. There's some historical archive photos in there as well that I obviously didn't do. But yeah, the rest are mine, and about half the writing is mine and half is Alan's.
Yeah, it's really, really nice. I've thumbed through it. The Drunken Santa is thumbing through it right now. And I was going to give that to him for Christmas. And then I came to my or I sobered up and I said, no, that's going into the Scuba Radio archives.
The Scuba Radio Library.
Yes, exactly. But it's a very, very nice book. So obviously you learn about these aircraft that have sunk off the atoll there, and you've taken pictures of them with the idea of people can go there and dive, or it's just the story of how they got there, or a little bit of everything, or what?
A little bit of everything. So the planes were dumped after World War II. They didn't crash there. They were basically just war trash after the war was finished. So they're all in very good condition. Unfortunately, it's very difficult to get there to dive, and there's no real commercial operation there at the moment.
Yeah. So you get the book, and you can learn all about this stuff. It looks like, from all the pictures, man, it'd be an amazing place to dive. And you did this for like 3 years, or you were in that area for 3 years doing this?
Yeah, it was amazing. I was working as a boat captain, as a civilian contractor for the U.S. Army. They have an Army garrison there.
Wow, that is cool stuff. Now, once again, it's called, hold it up there, the airplane Graveyard. Brandy Muller is her name, and you can find this, I would imagine, what, on Amazon, or just Google it kind of thing, or what, Brandy?
Yeah, it's on Amazon, it's on Barnes & Noble, you can Google it, and it's on other online sites as well.
Excellent. Last-minute gift-giving idea for the diver on your list. Great stuff, the Airplane Graveyard. More coming up! Stay close.
Scuba Radio.
Scuba.
Scuba Radio.
This is the world's first radio show devoted to diving. I am Greg the Dive Master. Bubble Boy in the studio. Drunken Santa here, too. Unfortunately, I guess I'm going to let him hang over for the entire hour.
Don't say hangover.
You don't want to think about that till tomorrow? Or would that be the first of the year, actually?
Don't say that word.
Yeah, not diving, but obviously he's drinking. Yeah, are you going to make like a New Year's resolution that maybe you'll actually get off the sauce long enough to learn how to dive and maybe do
well,
some of
I
this
mean,
stuff.
If they legalize marijuana,
we're way ahead of you there. But
then maybe I have another pastime.
Well, what are you talking about, Greg? He's already a diver.
Well, I mean, how so?
He's a dumpster diver.
No, I got plenty of food.
Well, after having him work with Jill. Mermaid Jill, and doing that little
deal, you know,
and then now that we've heard Jerry the Diver Guy sing too, you guys are kind of like a match made in heaven.
We should hit the
hell. I mean, I'm sorry.
We should hit the road, Jerry.
Who would open for who?
We could be co-headliners.
Oh boy,
me.
We'd be chased out of every town in this country.
I know we'd be so famous.
Hmm. Well,
we'd have to go on pirate radio.
That is.
That's what we're on now.
No, we're on Scuba Radio.
Same thing.
Yeah, maybe. But
I don't think this is legal. I don't think you have a license to broadcast out into people's homes.
Well, you know what? We're everywhere.
There's no way.
Doesn't matter where you get us.
There's no way this is
via
legit.
Radio or Facebook Live or podcasting, scubaradio.com.
I doubt this signal makes it to the end of your block.
No, it does, actually. Yeah. I don't understand
like
how
where,
you always
like
have a
where,
tendency to find
like
us.
Like, who could hear this?
Well, it's...
Like, if people want to listen, how do they listen to it?
It's Christmas magic. Just like you.
Oh, like fairy dust.
And then, well, dust, for sure. It's kind of like the lint that's been, you know,
deep inside. Yellow magic.
His belly button.
Yeah. Oof. No, no, don't show me that.
It smells like Parmesan
We're
cheese.
Sorry for the people on Facebook Live right now. That was inappropriate.
This is the Worldwide Scuba Radio Network.
I think it's important that all the children out there believe in the magic of Satan.
That's Santa. Typo.
Santa got a sunburn, Santa got a sunburn, that's why he's all red. He took off his suit and his big black boots and even the cap on his head. He was on vacation down in the islands, even brought his sled. Santa got a sunburn, Santa got a sunburn, that's why he's all red.
This is the world's first radio show devoted to diving. That's the Barefoot Man, a little bit more appropriate holiday tune for the season compared to what we've been sharing with the world today. And I apologize in advance during, and I'll have to do many times after. But thank you just the same. Hopefully you're having a great Christmas. Give the gift of scuba if you haven't fulfilled all the gifts that you have to pick up for the diver on your list. Just for even the non-diver, just get them a scuba lesson. You know, a gift certificate to learn how to dive. Give the gift of scuba. Perfect gift. It always fits. And they'll be enjoying it for a lifetime.
Spare mask, strap, O-rings.
Well, okay, yeah. If they're a diver, I guess that'd make...
Any of those little things.
Wow. That's actually...
Mask defogger.
Yeah, well, actually, the folks from Reef Safe gave us some to have on the Turks and Caicos boat last week for everybody and made everyone real happy.
I hear that works really well.
They had mask defog. We had a bunch of sunscreen.
I use it for my goggles when I fly around the world.
Do you, Drunken Santa?
It works on goggles, too.
I guess it could, potentially.
I got some.
You have a problem with the fogging goggles?
I got some sweet-ass goggles. I don't know if you've seen them.
No.
He flies a Sopwith Camel.
Yeah, what? What about a camel?
No, that's Snoopy.
A Sopwith Camel.
That's Snoopy.
Yeah, what is he talking about?
The airplane that he flies at.
WW1.
Oh, okay.
Barry's drinking that fortified wine.
Yeah. You know why I'm confused, though? Casey the tobacco nut. I can't see him on our connection today, but I see Walt DeMartini. Is that a cigar in your hand there, Captain Walt?
He's smoking a Partagas.
Ah, so they've been comparing cigars for the Scuba Radio Christmas Scrap Extravaganza. Is that right? Just to kind of get you in the mood, Walt? Is that, or should I?
It's my own treat.
It's your own treat.
My own Christmas present to myself.
Aha. Well, he needed something to smoke in order to get through the Scuba Radio Craft Extravaganza.
Yeah. Actually, cigar smoke covers up most of the drunken sailor smell.
Ah, now you tell me.
Yeah, Captain Walla, I'll be back down by your place after Christmas, after I'm done with my appointed rounds.
Yeah, that's where you're going to go, like decompress after delivering.
I like to chill in the pool.
Oh, boy, I wouldn't let him in the pool there, Walt.
Yeah, we're gonna put him in the marina.
Yeah,
we're gonna put him in the marina again.
Oh, okay,
that works too.
Yeah, put him in the canal where all that stuff flushes out into the ocean.
I know that next door to Walt.
No, that'll bleach the coral though.
Well, true. We don't want to do that.
Fined by the Coast Guard. Oh,
good point. Toxic,
Greg.
You're toxic.
Next door to Walt is sometimes where the naughty girls go.
You think? Really? Is that why you want to go to the Gomez Hilton?
Santa knows.
Oh, jeez.
Santa knows.
Oh, brother. Yeah.
Ho, ho, ho.
Hey.
I'm not
three of them.
I'm not going to have to pry him out of the chimney next door this year, am I?
It sounds like you may have to. Wow. It really has been a festive Scuba Radio Extravaganza, but I'm still, you know, kind of reeling from Jerry's song. The people on Facebook Live seem to have appreciated it, if you consider this a compliment. It says, Jerry, your song brought a tear to my eye. Is that a compliment, or is that like, oh, my God?
Yeah, but so do farts.
Oh, I never thought about that.
And urine smell.
Okay. All right. Well, anyway, what are you guys going to do anything for the new year for diving wise? I mean, what do you think? Maybe we can get the crew together and do something here right after the first. You know, I'm ready to jump back in the water after being the Turks and Caicos last week. The weather was great. So I know it's been off and on down in South Florida, but what about it down there, Walt? Is this a good time to go diving, or are they, or what do you think? Or is the water too cool down there in South Florida? Walt? Oh, Walt passed out. Okay, we lost him. Man down.
Walt, Walt forgot where the button was. Inhale that cigar.
Yes, that's
all right. I'm back.
There
back
he is.
Alive.
Okay.
The weather, yeah, Claire! It's wonderful down here.
Yeah, the weather is good. Okay. So, you know, Walt's down there in Fort Lauderdale area, as well as Barry the Bugger. And, you know, which makes me think, why don't both of you guys get together, head out on the Dry Martini 2, go pick us up some lobster tail, and we can have a lobster tail Christmas dinner.
We can. It's 65 degrees out right now.
I have no problem with you going out there in 65 degree boo-hoo. Weather and getting us some lobster tail. What's the problem?
Actually, what would be nice is yep. to go out on Walt's boat and go up the Intercoastal and see all the houses with the lights.
Yeah, that's real nice. They had the big boat parade here last week. It was really, really spectacular.
Well, was it? I came back from the Turks and Caicos on Saturday, and the weather was hideous. Did it clear up finally in time for the boat parade, Walt, or
yeah,
did it?
It cleared up probably around 6, and I think the boats came by us about 7:30.
Okay, so it did turn out all right. I was afraid it wasn't going to go well because, my flight coming back from the Turks and Caicos got diverted to West Palm Beach because of weather. And I was like, well, okay, we'll land in West Palm and I'll get off the plane there and drive home to Orlando. But they said, no, you can't do that. I'm like, why not? Hey, this would shave an hour off of my drive time. And they said, no, we're coming from an international place back in the States. We have to go back to Fort Lauderdale, our original destination. You will have to stay on the plane with this family of 2-year-olds, you know, behind us singing Christmas carols for the next 2 hours. Before you're allowed to disembark.
Because you had to go through customs.
I did, but I had global entry. I zipped right through, but I could have got off in West Palm Beach. I would have been home in no time, but they wouldn't let me. They had
Department
to torture me.
Department of Homeland Security would have been chasing your butt down.
Yeah. Well, you know.
Run, Forrest, run.
God bless them. There's this nice family, and they had a couple small ones with them, and they decided to entertain their little ones that they would sing them Christmas carols. To keep the kid happy. I was like, gosh, where's the drunken Santa or Jerry the Diver guy when I need him?
But listen, I'll bring you some noise-canceling headphones next for Christmas.
That would have come in handy today. If I would have thought about that before, that could have saved a lot of people a lot of pain.
I know you're joking, but Jerry might actually be hurt by your comments. You should be nicer.
Hey, the truth's the truth, though.
Oh, Jerry!
Truth is, Jerry is a talent.
He is a talent. Not at singing, but as what?
No,
scuba diving?
That was really good. I enjoyed that.
It's an Elvis impersonator with a split.
Okay, so if Elvis had no talent and was totally tone deaf, he would be dead on ringer.
No, it's because we've been drinking for the first hour.
Yeah, and so what? The more
you drink, the better
it
gets.
Wow.
There's people.
Hey, how about we set up something with the dive god in Bimini for the spring?
Well, that is the plan. Actually, we're not even going to wait that long. I have something.
February.
Well, yeah, exactly. We're looking at February, so it'll still be hammerhead season.
Actually, Greg.
Yes, Walt.
The junior is right out here in the marina right now redoing his new boat to get ready to take over to Bimini here.
Well, he's in the marina there at the Gomez Hilton?
See, you should go out there and get him, Walt, and give us an update on the hammerhead.
Okay, let me see if I can track him down. Hold on.
Okay, keep him.
That'd be great. We could all go as a show over to Bimini.
Well, we could do that. Absolutely. I mean, the hammerheads will be over there for a while. So
I've got
dry martini.
That's
one
right.
One big room, so we can all roommate together. Uh-oh. Be like a camp out.
Oh wow! Uh-oh. This just took a nasty turn.
Okay.
Wait. Now, as you all know, Aquaman just come out in theaters.
Barry?
That's right.
Have you seen it?
That's not going to be a good idea.
Whoa, hold on, hold on. Barry the Bugger has not seen Aquaman yet?
No, I forgot all about it. I've been working.
Yeah. I haven't seen Aquaman either.
Well, yeah, it is on.
The posters on your wall didn't remind you?
No, I sent that picture for you.
The Drunken Santa? Right. You sent him a picture of the Aquaman?
No. I sent Greg a picture of the Aquaman poster to him, Greg.
Oh, okay. Well, I
he
dealt
wants to
with
make
that.
Sure you're aware of all things aquatic.
That's right. You're the king. He's the king of the sea monkeys.
Well, I got that from Barry, so that means it got filtered out, so I didn't see.
It went right to his junk folder.
Well, yeah, but that's okay. But Aquaman is out.
If he's the king of the sea monkeys, he killed his peasants.
That's right.
I killed my followers. Or my...
No. Aquaman is king of the sea monkeys. He's out looking for you.
All right. Well, that's not a bad gift idea for
could
the diver.
Be a sequel. This.
Yeah, we got to check that out. More coming up. Scuba
Media. Would you like to talk diving? Greg the Dive Master's all toweled down and ready to take your call now. Call Scuba Radio at 1-888-88-SCUBA.
Come as a guest, leave as a friend. It's a philosophy that comes from the top down at Explore Ventures Liveaboards. It doesn't matter if you're traveling solo, with a buddy or group. Explore Ventures does the liveaboard dive experience right. For proof, know Explore Ventures has one of the best repeat customer stats in the dive industry. They're also the official liveaboard company of Scuba Radio. You've likely heard us talk about Explore Ventures Scuba Radio Scuba Cruise trips many times, and we invite you to join us on the next one. However, whether we're on board with you or not, I'll bet an Explore Ventures liveaboard trip will be one of the best dive experiences you've ever had. It just doesn't get any better. Save the St. Kitts, Turks and Caicos, the Galapagos, Maldives, Indonesia, humpback whales, and the Silver Banks. New destinations and itineraries are being added all the time. Call one of their talented travel consultants to find the Explore Ventures liveaboard experience that's just right for you. 1-800-322-3577. That's 1-800-322-3577. Or visit exploreventures.com. That's exploreventures.com.
Traffic sucks, unless you're scuba diving with Mike Scott.
Mike glanced down at his dive computer. It showed less than 50 PSI left in his tank. Probably just a few more breaths.
Or riding shotgun in a thrilling car chase.
One bullet hit the Jeep's windshield, spiderwebbing the passenger side. Mike shifted into second gear and felt the Jeep leap forward. This just got serious.
Escape your commute with audiobooks from author Eric Douglas. Download to your phone. Go to booksbyeric.com or audible.com.
Obviously, we have it pretty good here at Scuba Radio, but why let us have all the fun? Dive into scubaradio.com and allow us to share the joy. It's all there, from cool monthly giveaways to info on how you can join us on our next big dive adventure or Scuba Radio broadcast. Click on the Shop tab for special Scuba Radio pricing on Scuba Radio hats, jackets, shirts, and an assortment of unique items you won't find anywhere else. You can even get info on how to take scuba classes from a real live mermaid. So dive in now at scubaradio.com.
Scuba Radio. Scuba Radio.
Prepare to rig for dive!
Your surface interval is complete. You're now clear to dive with Scuba Radio.
Scuba Radio.
The world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Scuba Radio.
Dive, dive, dive.
Can I refill your eggnog for you? Get you something to eat? Drive you out to the middle of nowhere? Leave you for dead?
Oh, 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 and a bottle of rum. Santa's run off to the Caribbean. A week in the tropics and he'll be all right. Sporting a tan as he rides out of sight. Merry Christmas to all and to all. Good night.
This is the world's first radio show devoted to diving.
We'll be back in a week. Don't worry, kitty.
Yeah, we could be. Hopefully.
Just a break.
If the
we all need a break.
Authorities don't hear this crap extravaganza we've been conducting today. It is Scuba Radio, believe it or not. I am Greg the Dive Master. We have the Drunken Santa in the studio, as well as Bubble Boy. We got to give a little shout out to Anne Marie, Joe, Jimmy. All these folks are on Facebook Live. Actually, Joe's from Explore Ventures, or actually, she's traveling the world right now. Anne-Marie, she's over in Curacao. Guys, I see you. Thank you for checking in, and we apologize
for
what
Douchemus.
You may have witnessed on the Scuba Radio Crapstravaganza today. But hey, it's just something that we do for the holidays. All right, so Walt DeMartini was able to corral Neil Watson Jr., and I think we got him connected right now. Guys, how are you? Are you there, Neil? Come
fantastic,
in.
Fantastic, man. Yeah, right here, hanging in.
Yeah, actually, we were supposed to talk to your Paul, the dive god. But we got a little distracted with some other things there. You know, I think we blew out some eardrums with some new Christmas songs. So we'll catch up with the dive god.
Well, if you can't get the best, you can get the second best.
Okay, I don't think we got the best of anything. I think we got more of the worst, but that's just what we do for the Crapstravaganza. But, Neil, You have your boat there docked off the Gomez Hilton. You're doing some prep work and
tied up to the Gomez Hilton as we speak. Yeah,
yeah.
Doing a little bit of electrical and having a blast.
Now, is this the new vessel that you're taking over to Bimini that you've been working on? Because you guys picked up a couple new boats, didn't you, for the operation over there? Or no?
It is. Yeah, I got a new boat maybe 3 weeks ago. So this is the one. Yeah. So, just had it out of the water, did some stuff to the bottom, changed the wheel, and
very nice.
Yeah.
How do you properly prepare a vessel, like a dive vessel like this, in order to interact with the great hammerhead sharks that you have over there in Bimini right now? Is there anything you got to do special? No?
Oh, man, there's so much stuff, yeah.
Yeah.
You usually have to infuse some kind of rum or tequila into the deck.
Ah, which explains why you're
the
using
process.
The Gomez Hilton Marina.
Yeah.
That explains it.
Just
yes.
Tying up to the canal here, there's already liquor in the water.
Well,
outside.
There you go.
It automatically soaks up into the bottom of the boat.
Uh-huh.
You're welcome.
Yeah. Yeah. The Drunken Santa, it's his home away from home. Or, well, he doesn't really have a home. He just... He's more like a homeless person.
The world is my oyster.
Okay. But
he leaks out from his pores.
Yeah.
I haven't seen you since Dima, man. How you been, Greg?
I ate him raw.
Good. I've been great, man. I was in the Turks and Caicos last week. Have you been over in Bimini? Is this just a quick little run over to Fort Lauderdale while you're working on these vessels, or have you been over?
I've been back and forth.
Yeah.
A lot more than normal. I've been out of Bimini more than normal the last 2 months or so.
Yeah.
Just getting a bunch of boats ready and buying this new boat. Our season's pretty much started. I'm just trying to wrap this up so I can get back over there and really start the hustle for the
year. Got it. Is it pretty festive there for the Christmas week, or is it kind of a slow week over there? I mean, I would imagine
at the Gomez Hilton? No, it's running full force.
Well,
here,
no,
man.
The Gomez. I know the Gomez. It never has it. There's no off season for the Gomez Hilton. But I'm wondering, in Bimini, do you have a lot of people come over there for like Christmas, literally, and celebrate Christmas?
Jamming, yeah. It's a super busy week for us, and especially the week right after Christmas, actually.
Yeah.
Between Christmas and New Year's and after New Year's, yeah, we're super busy. This week, we've missed the last 3 days for weather. So
okay.
The forecast, the wind just laid down, so we're excited to get back to diving tomorrow.
Right.
We've had a tiger shark on a lot of our dives this year, the same one from last year. Her name's Joker.
Nice. Now, why do you call him Joker? Cool. How did you get that name?
She actually has a pretty gnarly scar on her mouth.
Yeah.
Kind of like the Joker scar there.
Ah, gotcha. Okay.
From a fishing line, I think. Mm. And but yeah, she's a great shark. She's been super interactive.
Yeah.
Yeah, pretty amazing.
And then you have these great hammerhead sharks. The biggest one you've been having on a regular basis, you'd say how long, you figure?
Oh, they've all been tagged. I'd have to look up. You know, we actually have the exact data, but I would say right around 14 feet are the two or three of the biggest ones are right around 14 feet.
That's a big old shark right there.
Yeah.
Yeah. When they get up that big, when you see a great hammerhead shark swim by you, I mean, they're so muscular when you're underwater and you watch them and they just twitch a little bit, turn real quick. These hammerheads can do that. I mean, it will make you mess your suit. Instantly.
It's like Aquaman.
It's like Aquaman, you think, you know? But no, it is, they are impressive looking animals. There's no question about it. And
that's gorgeous.
And there's no other experience like it until being in the water with them. And you see, they don't want to eat you. They're just there for
some of the smaller, I would, you know, not small, but like 8, 9, 10 foot sharks.
Yeah.
The agility on them is pretty incredible, you know, that dorsal fin they have. I mean, I think that besides the head, the actual hammerhead, the probably the most iconic feature of these sharks is that huge dorsal fin. And they, because of that, it's like a sailboat, like with a giant rudder, they can turn on a dime. And
right.
to watch like some of the little scrappier, more agile ones just do donuts and turn their entire body into an S and spin around like a 180 right on a dime, a big 10-foot shark, is pretty awesome.
I have no doubt about it. I've seen a little bit of it, but we got to come over there and do some diving with you there, Neil, for sure.
Yeah,
and the Anytime. Website, give it out there. What is it? What's the website for you guys?
www.BiminiScubaCenter.com.
Okay, simple enough. You can go dive with great humans. But they got stingrays, they got wild dolphins, they got it all over there, Bimini. So.
We really do. We sank 4 new wrecks last year.
Well, there you go. Hey, even more. It's a Christmas, another Christmas gift. Giving idea for the holidays. We'll have to end this crap extravaganza with that on a high note. Thank God. Thank you, Neil.
All right. Merry Christmas, guys. Merry Christmas.
Till next week. Remember, it's always better. Where, gang?
Down where it's wetter.
Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas, everybody.
Merry Christmas.
Safe time. Merry Christmas.
Scuba Radio is a production of Overboard Entertainment Incorporated. Scuba
Radio. This seems the logical place for fish to congregate.
Remember, you can listen live or to archives of past editions of Scuba Radio worldwide over the internet at scubaradio.com.
So we're in international waters?
Indeed so.
Tell a friend and buddy up with your radio every week for Scuba Radio, the world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Well, it's all very nice here, but we should be going. I miss me wife and me oxygen.
Yes, we all miss our loved ones and gases. Let's go.
The opinions you just heard on Scuba Radio are those of the hosts, callers, and guests.
Okay, you know, what I just heard? Blah, 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 blah.
They are not necessarily those of any station or network, its management, or advertisers.
Come on, quit yanking me.
Scuba diving does involve risk and should never be conducted without proper instruction and training.
Oh, what's the worst thing that could happen?
I could die.
Have any questions or comments? Feel free to do so via the web at scubaradio.com.